From NPR News, this is Day to Day. President Bush leaned on Congress again today. He says he wants to keep millions of Americans from being hit with a big tax increase. The president argues that Congress has been stalling all year on a tax bill. Marketplace's Bob Moon is here now. And Bob, I understand this dispute hinges on the alternative minimum tax. And remind us what that is.
Yeah, the AMT, it was created back in 1969. At the time, it was aimed at fewer than 200 wealthy taxpayers to make sure they paid at least something. Many of them were using tax breaks and ending up not paying a cent. The AMT isn't adjusted for rises in the cost of living and higher paychecks each year, though, so it creeps lower and lower on the income scale if Congress doesn't do something about it. What lawmakers have done year after year is pass a temporary fix to adjust the taxable threshold a bit higher each year. And they often wait until late in the year to do it, but this year they're especially late in taking action, and essentially they're leaving a vast number of taxpayers in the dark on what their actual tax liability is going to be, not to mention leaving the Internal Revenue Service in the dark. The tax agency has already gone to press with its tax forms. Well, it's had to postpone printing the AMT form, and it says it's going to take at least several weeks to figure out if it works okay once they get it all written up. Today in the White House Rose Garden, President Bush told reporters that this could end up causing trouble for everybody who's expecting money back on their taxes in the next few months.
The longer Congress delays action, the longer Americans will likely wait, to get their tax refund checks next year.
The IRS has said this could force a delay in the start of the filing season, which had been set to kick off on January 14th. If Congress doesn't act in the next couple of weeks, the tax agency says it could start delaying tax refunds. And if you've been looking forward to that refund to pay your holiday bills, for example, or after the first of the year bills, then it's going to create some problems.
Well, how many Americans would be affected by this higher tax?
Well, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson has estimated around 25 million tax returns could be affected, and those taxpayers would pay on average an additional $2,000 in federal income tax if Congress doesn't change that. President Bush has called that a huge increase that Americans don't deserve.
And Bob, where is Congress on this?
Well, there was a temporary patch that was approved by House Democrats back on November 9th, but the Democrats want to honor their pledge not to pass legislation that adds to the federal deficit, so they voted to increase taxes in other areas to do that. Well, the Republicans insist they're not going to allow that approach, that they're going to block it, and President Bush has vowed to veto any such measure.
Thank you, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.